did my Umrah.
But, oh, you've done Umrah already. You've also, you've done, mashallah.
4 years as a Muslim. 4 years.
4 years ago.
Alhamdulillah, I went to Umrah and I was so...
This is the Deen.
Your name is Deborah Hamsho?
Deborah Hamsho. I'm Sandy's friend. You know Sandy Pass, right?
It's okay. I'm just another convert.
Yeah.
And I watch your show religiously because I like the questions that you ask. So,
mm-hmm. Thank you. So this is your friend also. She also accepted Islam.
Well, that's a man. I didn't know him before. But he said he knows you, so I saw him on your show.
What's his name?
Sandy? What's his name? Sanford?
Oh, Stanford. Oh, okay. Stanford. Yes. You know him?
Sanford.
He's also he's also from a Jewish background who accepted Islam.
Correct.
Yes. So tell us now, your mother and father are Jewish?
Yes, my mother and father. My mother was born in America. My father was born in Poland. He was served in the Israeli army. Yep.
Okay, and you were born in Staten Island, New York?
No, I was born in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
As all good Jews are born in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Okay, so
to Staten Island. I got married. This is a second marriage for me. I married my husband, and we had a little daughter. She's grown up now. She's not so little anymore. I accepted Islam because I wanted to share with my husband a beautiful deen of Islam. And 7 years ago, we've been married 20. How long were we married? 25 years.
25 years. So I heard. So some of the things that you talk about, that you were stricken with emotional difficulties in life.
Yeah.
You know, depression, yeah. Anxiety, like most Americans.
Yes.
And continue on from there.
Well, I will tell you that Islam doesn't solve all problems. It gives you a manual for dealing with the problems. So I had to get my mind straight. My husband would pray over me and I would pray. But I think the best thing to know is this is it's a human affliction. So just open up the book and be moderate. So I learned, when I was a little girl, I went to yeshiva. I prayed in Hebrew. So I always loved God. The one true God. So as I grew up, I was searching and I found all kinds of different things, but I never found anything like Islam.
Except it brought me back to my Jewish roots, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's kind of strange, isn't it?
Talk to us more about that when you say it brought you back to your Jewish roots.
Well, all the stories, all the prophets, the only one that I was missing was Jesus Christ. Although I wasn't missing him because they used to tell me I killed him, so I didn't know him, you know? I said, well, I can't know him because I killed him. But what I'm saying is that it brought me back to my roots because we pray the same way, except we don't do, you know, meaning the Islam, does a sujood. But I can tell you that I can speak perfect Yiddish, I can speak some Hebrew, and I'm telling you that I know for a fact that it is almost identical. It is an identical belief, except they do not accept Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah.
So Yiddish, for people that don't know, yeah. what is Yiddish?
Let me explain to you what Yiddish is. We have two types of Jews, okay? They're not sects, okay? We are Arabic Jews and we are East European. I assume you're East European, okay? When you're East European, you are like a Jew who speaks Yiddish, which means you speak German, but it's written in Hebrew. If you were a Jew from a Spanish-speaking country, you would be speaking Ladino. So I'm Ashkenazi derivation, and we used to like, I don't know, it's like all the same, but it's different. I was actually thinking about verse 49, 13, I think it is. I woke up from a dream and last night I said to myself, you know, Dean, I said to myself, wait a minute, how come he made us different? Well, it says in the book, it says that he made us different, male and female, and he made us into tribes so that we know each other. I said, how are we going to know each other? No, it doesn't mean we know each other. It means we have to know each other or we're going to perish. That's what it means, I think. That's what I mean.
You're talking about a verse, an ayah.
Yeah.
From the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran, where God Almighty is saying that I've made you into nations and tribes and and the different colors and the languages that we know each other. Yes.
Because no Arab is better than a non-Arab. No black is no white is better than a black. Muhammad Ali was the best of all because
You're talking about the Muslim American hero, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, he was a role model for me.
Because he loved children and he didn't hate white people. Yeah, I'm not white because I'm, you know, we come from the Holocaust. So, but I thought it'd be interesting for your viewers to know, the ones who are considering it that are Jewish, don't be afraid. Because most Arabs, they don't dislike Jews as much as they dislike Zionism. And, you know, we weren't Zionists all our life, but they've drummed it into us. Also, you know, I don't always wear hijab and I don't always speak the way I should. And maybe I don't have the adab and maybe I'm old or whatever. But I want to give you a message. And the message is, you want to be happy. You want to have a sisterhood. You want to be, I mean, just come and be with us no matter what your religion is. You know, come and share with us your religion. Let's hear your side. I guarantee you, you're going to like what I tell you much better.
There is a story about a Jewish man and a Christian and a Muslim, and they're sitting having dinner and they're sharing their faith with each other. You know what they believe. And the Jewish man talks about how he believes in Moses, peace be upon him. And then the Christian, he talks about how he believes in Moses also, and then Christian, but he elevates him to the status of a god. The Muslim comes along and we know that the Jewish he talks about how he stops at Moses. He doesn't affirm Jesus as the Messiah or believe in him. But then the Muslim comes along and says that we believe in Moses. We believe in Jesus, peace be upon him, not as a God or a literal son of God, but as the Messiah, as the messenger of God who was sent by God, calling people to worship only the one God. But we also believe in the final messenger that came, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And all the previous messengers who came with that same message, calling to the pure monotheism, to worship one and only one God, and to be morally upright. And this is the message that resonated with you.
Yeah, it's a message. What really resonated with me is love, because I loved my husband, okay? And we have difficult times, you know, because he's Arabic, and Arabs are special. You hear the Adhan now, right?
Let us hear that. Hold on. This is the call to prayer for those who have never heard it, saying God is Almighty is the greatest. God Almighty is the greatest. Yes. So this is playing in your home right now.
Yeah, because we're gonna have iftar, right? We're gonna have our iftar. It's Ramadan. I mean, Ramadan Kareem to all our listeners, right?
Yes.
And we're gonna eat. The husband cooks. Allahu Akbar. I told you his story, but you know, it's a difficult one.
You just said God Almighty is the greatest. Yes.
Yeah, he is.
So this is
my husband is great. Come and say hello. Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, brother?
How are you, brother?
Good. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Come visit us with your cameras one day.
So it's very unique and it's very nice to meet someone, because Islam is a universal way of life. And now there's many misconceptions with, you know, Muslims hate Jews and all this other nonsense.
Right.
You know, but we try to clear that. We're seeing right now that we have a living example. You actually named Stanford also, who I had on the program a few weeks ago, who's also a Jewish, who accepted Islam. You also of Jewish background, accepted the Islam, and this is what we like to highlight, to show this to the world.
Oh, it's wonderful. I do have to say something to you, right? I have a wonderful sheikh. His name, I got to say it. Sheikh in Ohio,
Abdelhamid Ajizawi from Egypt, wonderful man. We have a convert group. So if you want to join us, it's ICJC, but I'm not in Ohio. I'm just telling you, he took my Shahada. I did my Umrah.
But you've done Umrah already. You've also, you've done, mashallah.
4 years, Muslim. 4 years.
4 years ago.
Alhamdulillah, I went to Umrah and I was so scared. Oh my God. Mr. Dean, I was so scared. I thought I was, I didn't tell my husband this. I thought that, but you know, I slept through a lot of it, I have to say, so I have to go again. But Allah knows my heart, right? You saw Mecca. Did you see Mecca?
Did you go?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. You're
going to cry, Isaac. Yeah.
You did a lot of crying. I was very emotional, huh?
Yeah, it's very emotional.
Allah is very merciful and He loves us. And you know, the more you give, I have a book. It says,
if you love Allah, it's because you want to give. And what makes a man, a thinking man, happy is giving, because Allah gives. What is Allah? Who is Allah? You try to get the 99 names. Just get the 99.
You mentioned something about Judaism is like a fog, Christianity, a very cloudy day, and Islam is the clear
like
light
clear
of day.
Light.
What
so
do you
I'm
mean by that?
I'm going to tell you, you know, I am a bit of a poet, and I wrote that because I felt that I was coming out of the fog. I found Christianity, the darkness of Christianity, no. What did I say Christianity was? I forgot.
Here, but I'll repeat it. You said Judaism is like a fog. Christianity is very cloudy. A day,
yes.
Islam is the clear light of day.
Because the Christians are loving people, and the Jews do not accept anybody, okay? And Islam is like an invitation, like an open invitation, a wedding. Come on, let's make a shidduch, let's make a, you know, let's make a match. Look, there are a lot of things I may not agree with, but you know, if Allah said it, He said it. I may not agree with it sometimes because I don't understand it, right? It's a very interesting book, and I hope that, you know, me and my girlfriend, we wanna spread the word together. Yeah.
There might be some things now that we don't understand, like you said, but we know that God Almighty Allah, in His perfect wisdom, everything that Islam is perfect. Human beings are imperfect, so now anything that Allah is the most just, so he there's nothing that He revealed that's unjust for anybody. It's a perfect system.
Correct.
But we just have a lot to learn.
Correct. I mean, look, we have the COVID now, right? What is the message behind COVID? I think people are getting it. Allah wants to tell us something. He's trying to tell us something, and it's very loud and clear. Be with your people, stay home, read the Quran. Just love each other, man. That's what Islam teaches me. You don't look at somebody and get scared. I have a very, like, because of the Holocaust, I think it makes me very, very upset why people are so cruel to each other. I mean, you have to watch those movies and you see the Rohingya and you say, come on. I mean, come on. Look at Yemen. Look at the kids. I mean, come on. I want to, what can I say, Eddie? What can I say, Brother Eddie? What?
Or your family, were they connected? Do you have in your your grandparents or your parents were Holocaust survivors?
Well, my father escaped with his. My father's father was a very, very wise, like street wise, you know. And he knew how to get his family out. He wasn't rich. They went to Israel. Why? Because they couldn't get to America. So my mother went with my grandmother to Israel, and they met there. It was a love story. And I was conceived over there after marriage, and then they came back. That's a whole Megillah, it's a whole story over there. So he came back with my father. My father and mother didn't stay together long. But anyway, what was I trying to say? You asked me a question. No, thank God. But I feel it deep in my soul. Because I come from those people. I come very, you know, but there's a lot of, so people say, is it okay? But there's a lot of suffering in the world. Look what the Zionists do to the Palestinians. I mean, my own daughter went to Israel. She said, Ma, what's going on here? We'll all pray one day, guys, at, what's the name? The Wailing Wall? No, they call it the Wailing Wall. HaKotel HaMaravi. I forgot what they call it. Laksa. Al-Quds,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, really, I know a lot. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying from 68 years ago, when a little girl is praying to the one and almighty God, Borei, you know, making the blessings and the bruchas. What's a brucha? It's a baraka, right? And then coming, I mean, it's a miracle, don't you think?
Yeah. So what advice would you give for somebody out there who's seeking to know the purpose of life while they're here? They hear a lot of negative things associated with Islam, you know, but they're seeking the truth. They're tuning in. What advice would you give them?
I would say, first of all, go to a mosque. Don't be afraid. I would also say, read. You've got to read. Knowledge is important. And you know what? If you can't read or you're afraid, the first step, you don't have to go near anybody. Just turn on the TV, watch the Dean Show, watch any show that you like. Like, I call you the Islamic Joe Rogan. You want to just talk male stuff. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. You're a boxer and everything. So, you know, guys, and for women, you know, it's clean. Our religion is a very clean religion. We do believe in separation of, so just do yourself a favor. We're not different than you. We want you to come in. You have your hint of faith. What could I tell them, Dean? I could tell them, watch The Message. It's a very good movie with Anthony Quinn. You can get it on YouTube. Watch Ertuğrul. Don't watch Ertuğrul. Watch The Message.
The Message. That's a good start. Yeah. The Message. That's a good film. Yeah.
Start with that.
And then you know what? I'll send you some books. Any Muslim will send you books. We have to give out the message to the people, and you've been doing it for years. I saw the Jerusalem Gangster. That's why I bought his book. A phenomenal man.
Oh, you saw that episode.
Oh,
huh?
I saw that one.
Yeah.
And that man, let me tell you, I read his book, and he's an intelligent guy, but he had a lot of mistakes in that book. A lot of mistakes. He said, I kept it there purposely because I wanted people to know where it came from. And after a while, I couldn't read it anymore. It was like driving me nuts, but it was a good book. Please, people, buy the book. This tells you that Islam has nothing to do with Palestinians. It has nothing to do with terrorism. The man was not a gangster. He was just looking for love. And trust me, some of the Arabs, they can really be rough people, but they're lovely. They're lovely, lovely people. So, you know, what can I say?
Thank you so much. We can see you speaking from the heart. You know, thank you so much. It's a blessing. Anytime. You made Umrah. You've chosen to you know, come to Islam. Allah accept and.
MashaAllah. Such a pleasure to talk
have a
to
wonderful
you.
Ramadan. Eid Mubarak.
Thank you. Maybe we'll talk again with my girlfriend one day, huh? It was a pleasure.
Thank you, sister. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for thank little you. Highlights of your story and your experience. Deborah Hamsho here on The Dean Show.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Peace be with you.